This morning we gather with the scouts and scout families of St. Matthew's. Scouting has been an integral part of the life of St. Matthew's for 75 years. And in that time, literally, thousands of young people and hundreds of adults have come together and partnered around the development of young people, the growth of young people, their growth in skill development, their growth in learning what it is to be members of a team and participants within a community. Those adults have acted as mentors to thousands of young people who have taught them by example, more than by word, what it is to be a person of character. Well, the scripture readings this weekend are about character. Jesus says, "Blessed are you who are poor." And he says, "Woe to you who are rich." Well, to understand that, we have to understand a little bit of what those words meant in the Mediterranean culture where Jesus lived. If you were rich, it wasn't because you were entrepreneurial. It wasn't because you brought your talent and gifts to a market-driven economy. It was because you stole. People were rich because they stole from others. And the more riches they had, the more power they accumulated. So really, when Jesus says, "Woe to you who are rich," he means, "Woe to you who are greedy, who are selfish, who care little for your neighbor, who believe that it's all about you." And the poor. The poor of Jesus' time were the people who had to trust. They had to trust on the goodness of God and the goodness of others. And they were willing to put their trust in others. They were willing to cast their lot with a community, with a tribe, with a group. And to see that group as being important for their life, as well as seeing themselves to be important for the group's life. So they were people who were outer directed. They looked beyond themselves. And that's the dichotomy that Jesus puts together. He says, "Blessed are you, you who look out for your neighbor, you who refuse to accumulate things just for your own satisfaction. Blessed are you when you're hungry, not necessarily for food, but hungry for what is right and for what is just. Blessed are you when you weep, not because you're sad, but because you enter into the struggle of your neighbor. And blessed are you when you have to stand alone for what you believe. Blessed are you when other people exclude you because of your commitment to the Son of Man." That's what Jesus is saying. And on the other side, he's saying, "Woe to you who are greedy. Woe to you who are filled up and could care less about your neighbor. Woe to you who always look for pleasure and enjoyment. Woe to you who are willing to do anything to have people say good things about you. So Jesus is talking about character. And he's talking to his disciples, specifically. And he's telling them that this is the way he expects them to live. That this is the way that the disciple will behave. Another way of talking about those whom he regarded as the poor is to talk about those who are just. In the song that we sang between the first and the second reading, the song from the first psalm, we're told, blessed is the person, happy is the person, who reflects on the word of the Lord in the daytime and in the nighttime. Happy is the person whose roots sink deep into the life of the Lord. And then we're told that that person is like a tree that is planted by running water, whose roots go very deep and whose leaves are bright green, a tree that thrives. And then the psalmist talks about those who are greedy, those who are selfish, those who are wicked. He says, they're like chaff that the wind blows away. The way of the just person will be blessed, the psalmist says. And that's really the same message that is found in the first reading. Again, where those who place their trust in the Lord are seen as a tree that is deeply rooted, and those who place their trust in the passing pleasure of this moment or that are like the scrub bush in the desert that has no life. Well, that's what Jesus is saying to his disciples. He's saying, be just people. And one of the wonderful things about scouting is that young men and young women have the opportunity to learn how to be men and women of character. How to do what is just and what is right, even though others will criticize you. How to stand your ground, even though others will exclude you. How to care for your neighbor, even when others will say you are foolish. How to identify with those who are around you and their struggles as well as their successes. How to be hungry, hungry for goodness that will fill the earth, and a willingness to bring your talent and your gift and your strength to do that. Apart from all the skills that young people learn, and apart from all the fun opportunities young people have in scouting, the most powerful gift that scouting brings to young people is the opportunity to develop character and to build character in each other. And that's really what we celebrate today in all of our lives, but especially in the lives of those who take part in scouting. As we pray today, we pray that each of us may be people who are willing to put aside the immediate gratification. People who are willing to put aside a selfishness and a desire to see the whole world just about me. A willingness to put aside an over-concern for myself and lack of regard for my neighbor. A a willingness to trust. To trust in the goodness of others. And a willingness to act justly for the good of all. Even if it costs, even if there's a price to pay. For then we will be like trees planted near running water, whose leaves never fade, whose roots sink deep, and who prosper.